I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
This is a Temu World Cup.
That is. You guys got your World Cups now.
Hey, how do we know it's a Temu World Cup?
Because it says Temu on it?
Nope. Because underneath, look how they spelled Italy.
Flip it over.
Wait a minute. Maybe they spelled it the way it was supposed to.
You can't flip it over. What do you want?
Because you have your words upside down. So there you go. Now everybody can read it spelled Italy.
Literally.
What a disrespect to the great Simone Fontecchio.
All right.
Well, keep it on camera, dude. I mean, try and be a showman here, huh?
All right. There we go.
We got it. So, yeah, we're watching right now. We got the World Cup draw going on. Of course, the Pinks tomorrow. Taking on Vancouver for the MLS Cup.
So, do we have anybody on our team that's playing in the on the U.S.?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Right.
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm the wrong guy to ask, dude. This is you think asking hockey questions is hard for me?
No, you just get mad.
Now we have grass hockey. I mean, that's gonna be that's a lot.
You know what they call grass hockey? Mm-hmm. Field hockey.
Do people still play field hockey? Is
women.
That a thing?
It's a women's sport.
That's like an up north thing, though, right? No girls play.
No,
field
that's
hockey
what
down
they
here.
Do.
Down here?
Field hockey.
Isn't that a northern sport?
It's just all I
never
know
see
is
field hockey down
it's
here.
I think female women play field hockey and men play what's the other thing?
Lacrosse. Yeah. I think girls have gotten into lacrosse too, so I think that's probably what's killed field hockey. If field hockey
No,
still a
field
thing.
Hockey is probably all the broke backs from bending over trying to
cuz it's like a version of hurling. Remember hurling?
No.
The Heishishis play it?
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Miami Heat. Giannis talk. Giannis fodder. You guys want some Giannis fodder?
I love Giannis fodder.
This is Kirk Goldsberry.
Because you're a Knicks fan and you think he's going to end up in New York.
No, I don't.
On the Zach Lowe show, he says that the Heat have been snooping around Giannis since the bubble.
Going back to the bubble, there was smoke around. You know, Miami always has these, you know, you've heard all the intel around Miami for years. They're doing due diligence on people. But I remember talking to a Bucks coach at the time being like, dude, one of the Miami coaches is kind of like tampering with our guy in the bubble. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I just remember thinking that. And then you start to hear about, oh, yeah, they're building around, they're waiting. And so I think Miami has to be mentioned. They are playing well. They are a smart team. They've been able to sort of resurrect careers like Giannis's. So I think they have to be mentioned. Unfortunately for Heat fans, they have one of the more awkward front office predicaments hindering them from making a big trade right now, which is this big Terry Rozier cloud
and
the uncertainty that it comes with. Do they have an extra pick coming back to them? What can they do with Terry Rozier? Will the league allow them to even trade Terry Rozier's contract or not? So I think they're sort of playing with one hand behind their back at the exact time where a potential Giannis move for them is available.
Wow. You know, I'm glad that other people are seeing this rat finkery from Adam Silver to give me back my pick.
I'm amazed that no matter who it is,
it's good to hear.
If they say something that you like,
neutral party,
you will swallow all of the hate for at least this segment.
Neutral party. Hey, we're just saying, hey, you know what? That is, hey, great, hey, great point by him. Great point by
You're
him.
You're the worst.
Just say,
you
great
are
point by him.
The worst.
Great point. You know, the Miami Heat don't seem to have a fair shake because the NBA covered up a scandal. Very interesting. Just food for thought.
That's what he said?
Kind of. That's kind of what he said.
I don't think that's
kind of what he said.
I'm pretty sure he said.
That's kind of what he said.
He did not say the league covered up a scandal.
Well, no, but he's saying, you know, it's unknown. It's an unknown prediction. That is also another thing, because I keep seeing in these mechanisms for this trade, I keep seeing Terry Rozier being thrown
in. Is it mechanisms or machinations?
I think both are the same. It's not like honker and hunker. So I keep seeing in these deals the Terry Rozier thing being thrown in there. And I legitimately don't know this question. Are they allowed to trade the Terry Rozier contract? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm unaware.
So that's one thing to be stuck with the Terry Rozier thing.
Right.
But so.
Because it's expiring.
It's expiring this year.
Yes.
So why can't they trade that expiring contract?
I don't know. I don't know if they can. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Because if he's on a leave, technically is he injured and then you can't trade an injured player?
Good question. I don't know. These are good questions.
Can you trade a suspended player?
I don't believe you can.
Then why would you be able to trade Terry Rozier?
Because he's not suspended.
He's on the commissioner's list.
I don't think that's suspended.
He ain't getting paid.
But his money is going into an account.
He's not getting paid, though.
He's not losing game checks. His game checks are just going into a frozen place right now, and it will go either one way, either to the Heat or to Terry Rozier if he's found, I guess, innocent. But the Heat are getting no tax relief from these games. I believe when a guy's suspended, I don't know. You know what? I might be making that up. I don't know when you're suspended if you get tax relief on that or not. But
no,
I don't know if he's. I don't know if he's ineligible to be traded. I have no idea.
Can you imagine being traded and you're not even playing basketball?
What do you think he's up to?
That was huh?
What do you think he's up to, Terry Rozier?
Sweating,
maybe checking the odds.
Sweating.
Because I don't think he's been in court yet, other than like when he first got arrested.
I know Chauncey was.
Chauncey was. Yeah. I don't think Terry Rozier's been in court yet, though.
You think they're going after these guys to get who, well, in Chauncey's situation, who's to figure out who was behind it, so they went for the biggest name to?
Yeah.
It says that Terry Rozier's court date is next week, the 8th. So right. Is that Monday? Right. It's Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
That would be Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. It's the 11th?
No. It would be Monday. You're right.
Monday court date.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder what our court is going to. Should we be court reporters?
Is it Washington?
No, I think it'll probably be a local one, I would imagine.
It'll be in Miami?
I don't know.
No.
You think he's got to go to New York?
Because Chauncey was in New York.
No, Chauncey was in Portland, wasn't he?
No.
I think you just have to. I'm not sure.
No, you got to go where the charges are filed. And keep in mind, it's interstate, so you could get charged anywhere.
Well, he was, the first court that he was in Orlando.
So. Right. Well, you can arrest him and have his arraignment in any federal court.
Brooklyn, Chauncey Billis was in Brooklyn for his.
Right.
I don't know where Terry Rozier's is due.
Because we ain't seen Terry Rozier in a while.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Crazy.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, more on the Zach Lowe show. Zach Lowe says,
"Didn't you say you didn't like him?
Oh,
he's fine. He's not Bill Simmons.
All right,
Bill Simmons, I find unctuous.
This is AI overview.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He is due back in a Brooklyn federal court on December 8th.
Okay,
so he'll be in New York.
All right,
yeah. So that's where you get your you plead guilty and not guilty.
the Heat will be getting ready for the NBA Cup, which is also right there with the World Cup.
So Terry Rozier will be in New York.
If we ranked cups, NBA Cup, World Cup, Stanley Cup.
World Cup.
Is World Cup number one or Stanley Cup?
World Cup, then Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup, then NBA Cup.
Because World Cup is the whole world.
What about MLS Cup?
No, NBA Cup better than MLS Cup. Yeah. Unless the Pinks win tomorrow.
What about the Flanagan's Cup?
I love the Flanagan's.
Free refills?
Yeah.
There's no bad. There's nothing better than the green cup, man. The green
I got 17 green cups, but I never bring them back. I always get another green cup.
So think about the look at that. You love the Flanagan cup more than any other cup.
I'm going to tell you what I do love. I ain't going to even lie. I love the family pack. You get ribs, wings.
Why is...
Oh, my God.
I got to stop you for a second. I'm sorry. I just looked up at the draw. Why does it look like America's Got Talent up there where they have like the little... Is that because Heidi Klum is there? Why
is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah,
why does Donald Trump look like he's in Celebrity Jeopardy? What's going on here? Who is that lady?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She Boy, looks like, this is really, we are really showing our true ignorance towards the matter.
I'm sorry.
What? We don't know what's
My
going
first
on,
time
man.
Watching
I don't
draw.
Know. I definitely don't know, but I ain't going to say
I wouldn't judge anybody if they were watching like a UFC weigh-in, and I'd say, hey, listen, you're learning.
I ask you, except why would you take me? I go to a weigh-in with Tobin, and the dude is doing the naked thing.
Oh, I know who it is. I'm sorry.
That
thank
lady?
You, RVA Richie, thank you. Yes, it is the Mexican president and probably the Canadian prime minister because since
because that's all the countries that's going to be held.
Countries that Very are good. Hosting the MLS. So
Well, thank you, RVA Richie.
RVA Richie with the Mexican. I think that's the Canadian.
Makes
I don't
sense.
Think they have a president.
The lady is the Mexican one.
Yes, the lady's the right. Mexican one. And the Canadian gentleman, I think, is the prime minister. I think.
Who's missing?
That's it. That's it. It's only three.
No, but there's an extra podium there. It seems like there should be a mystery pick.
Oh, is there a mystery pick?
There should be a mystery pick. Who should we – do we have another representative? Do we get to fight? Like, do they get Canelo? It's like Canelo, Drake, and LeBron. And it's like you get one bonus, you get to pick the pot.
That would have been great if Drake was there because that probably might be the only peaceful city he can come into in the United States where they might not boo him. It would be D.C.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So Zach Lowe, he says there's no way the Heat are getting Giannis if they don't trade Khalil Ware.
Well, we talked
the
about
Heat can
already.
Trade two first-round picks as of now because of the pick they owe Charlotte. That's all they can trade. They can trade some swaps. The negotiations begin and end with Khalil Ware. If Khalil Ware is not in the deal, then we're just not talking. Because Tyler Hero, Andrew Wiggins, that's cool. Like, those guys are fine. Yeah. They're not keeping me relevant. We're still going to suck. We don't get any golden chip picks because if Giannis gets traded to the Heat are going to be good. It's Ware or bust. And Ware is making a huge leap. He looks like a future, you know, like potential all-star player. I don't think that's an exaggeration based on how well he's played lately. The fit with Bam is TBD. And you know, if you threw Ware, Hero, Rozier, two first-round picks, a bunch of swaps, I still don't think that's other teams can beat that.
All right, there you go. I agree with him. I don't think you have a shot getting Giannis without giving up Ware. Especially with, you know, like if
so
unless it's
so
a lot of, unless,
one
it's,
of the things
unless
that,
it's huge pressure from Giannis.
One of the things that I have truly enjoyed with this team is how much younger they got in a short period
of
time.
Good, dude. He looks so good.
And just to see all these guys grow, keep in mind, most of your roster is 26 or under. And so if you trade a lot of that and then bring in Giannis, who's what, 32? 31, 32?
31.
You think 31. Pat Riley gets on the phone?
And do that, are we not kind of going back to where, you know, you tried to get away from it? Like you wanted to get younger, you wanted to build something, you wanted to do that. Now you got a chance at a superstar, you get him. If it doesn't work,
you think like Pat Riley ops negotiation? We know what he does is he tells Khalil Ware, he says, hey. He goes, What's up, Pat? He goes, throttle it back on the rebounds a little bit, huh? Let's nuke that trade value. Start playing Kasperis Jakachonis more.
Wait, how are you gonna play? They play two different positions.
Put Giannis, he's like, Gas, get in there. Playing the five. He's like, what?
So If we had the same conversation last year, it would have been Jovic instead of Kalel.
I think Kalel still would have been in the talks, and then you would have had, I mean, if this was last year, before the draft, you would have had the extra pick to give up for this year that you ended up taking Jakachonis with.
The problem is you have such young talent, they have no value. So when you trade, they don't match up.
I think Kalel has a lot of value.
No, I know he. I'm not saying. I mean, value as far as money.
Oh, money. Yes, I understand.
Like you throwing in young guys, but they have, like, you could get five of those guys for the Terry Rozier contract.
I did a mechanism on the trade machine.
Oh, so let me. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When did you first hear these rumors?
I did this on.
No.
Wednesday.
When did you first hear the rumors about Wednesday?
Wednesday.
And how quick did you get to the trade machine?
I mean, I didn't run to it. Once I settled down on the night, you know, helped the kids with their homework, you know, had a little dinner. Then I, you know, I sat down at the old office.
Right. So wait, did you write a little mental note to yourself? Let's get this trade done after dinner?
Just like
that. By the way, the U.S. is in Group D.
Group D.
Yes.
Okay. Already, so we haven't drawn opponents yet, though.
No, we haven't. We don't know who's in our group. Oh. The host cities are the first.
Okay, so the host is the fourth guy. So
they're do they just pull randos?
Well, yes. I believe Canada's in Group A, Mexico's in Group B, and the U.S. is in Group D. And now we're
There's four groups, right?
There's more than four groups.
Oh.
There's like.
We got to get the selfie in.
8 to 12 groups, I believe.
Look.
Got to get the selfie in. All right. So when do we hit the old rando?
We're about to find out.
All right, we'll take a break, and then we will bring the World Cup draw.
Final draw.
Yeah, final draw is coming up.
Ooh, look at that World Cup.
Wow, it's like a different planet. We'll take a break. We'll find out the results of the World Cup. Back after this.
I'm Khalil Ware of the Miami Heat. Listen to our games here.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.